you can't ignore that. And if you look at the basic principles of redistricting, it's about making sure that we have common communities, common interests, but we also look at numbers to make sure that there's equity to represent, you know, the numbers throughout the state. But listen, the discussion of what's fair and equitable is a tortured conversation for generations, and it will continue on for generations as well. And as you already know, a lawsuit's already been filed as of late last night, and this will be argued out in the courts.
Well, we've only got about 2 or 3 minutes left, and I know you've got to get back to work, but I notice from the new maps that you are not only going to be my assembly member moving forward, but you'll also be representing the area where the Sanctuary for Independent Media is located in North Central Troy. So what are your priorities for the coming year?
Well, first of all, let me say that, you know, it's great that I now will have the whole city of Troy and the town of East Greenbush. I have my misgivings a little bit because I've really worked hard with the residents of the city of Albany and built great relationships and partnerships. But at the same token, I'll always be supporting the city of Albany because our state capital city needs to be strong because it makes our region strong. From a priority perspective, you know, my priorities don't change too dramatically. The reality is when you look at the district now, it is very common interest. You have old industrial communities, hardworking middle-class folks that really want to be treated fairly and equitably, want to make sure that we focus on their quality of life issues. So housing opportunities, you know, obviously there's a lot of discussion going on about good cause eviction. It's a discussion we need to have to make sure that landlords don't take advantage of tenants, but we also have to make sure that there's equal footing for everybody. We need to be focusing on issues such as education and higher education, which is a very big issue, whether it's proper funding for K-12 or just as importantly, helping many of our young professionals who are struggling with some extremely high interest rates on college debt. I pushed to lower a couple few percentage points because it takes that debt down dramatically, but it's a difficult conversation. And as you know, as one of the only two healthcare professionals in the legislature, I have a very heightened focus on the opioid crisis that still continues to plague our communities, but also I am very much involved overall in healthcare policy. You know, there's a large discussion going on about universal healthcare and single payer. It's a much longer discussion. The reality is we all agree everyone should have equal opportunity to get good quality accessible health insurance, but how do we do it and make sure we have the proper providers in place, particularly in our disadvantaged communities? I see this more than ever before. You know, you don't see medical office buildings being built in the south end of Albany or in North Central Troy, not large ones. No, the individuals in those communities struggle to connect to the healthcare system. I've really been more focused on it and more aware of it because of the fact that in my volunteer time, I've been able to do a lot of vaccination clinics, particularly in Troy and in Arbor Hill, Latino population, the South End. And there's individuals who are coming in that, thank God for the community leaders that I have relationships with. We've been able to run these clinics. These individuals, every time I go home, I say to myself, we did some good things today because these individuals are just not connected to the healthcare system. They would have never gotten vaccinated except for the fact that people that they know, people who look like them, helped us meet them where they're at.
Well, you are truly a dedicated public servant. I've watched what you've been doing since the pandemic hit, and we're grateful for that.
Well, Corinne, thanks for the opportunity as always, and enjoy these conversations, and I know there's more to follow.
This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill.
Monday, February 7th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the radio at WGXC, including at 9 a.m. The WGXC Morning Show features the WGXC Congressional Report with all you need to know about what's been going on with representatives from the New York 19 and New York 20 congressional districts and the candidates who want to replace those representatives. At 10 a.m., tune in the Afrosonic Taxi with tracks from Pat Kala, La Mambra Negra, Ando Tropica, and others. And then 11 a.m., we take a Jamaican vacation with Brendan Donegan, who's playing favorites in the WGXC studio in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street in Hudson. That's until noon when it's time for the Deep Three show with tracks from David S. Ware, Kirsten Johnson, Manucci Bento, and others. Then at 2 p.m. it's time for Vital Weekly with brand new music from around the world, including works from Vertonin, Stefan Asterzo, and Kat Hernandez, among others. At 4 p.m., Kieran Riley hosts the WGXC afternoon show from Western Massachusetts. And then Assemblyperson John McDonald talks about the latest redistricting on altogether now at 6 p.m., the local news show from WGXC on 90.7 FM.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Georgia, and I'm from Hudson.
Hi, I'm Jada, and I'm from Hudson and around there.
And we're here every week. Talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish
things. Ah. And we're very excited that Jada is with us this week. It's been a bit of a hiatus from us having Jada's company on Bound by Books, and we've missed her very much. And I'm so excited to hear what Jada's been reading. Do you want to start us off?
Any book I can get my hands on, but there's another book that is somewhere around. There it is. I've been reading Sherlock Holmes.
Specifically the Great Illustrated Classics edition.
Yeah. And it has three Sherlock Holmes books in it. And what I really find interesting is the author, Arthur Conan Doyle. Since Sherlock Holmes solved so many great cases in his books, he's actually became known as a real detective, and real cases were brought to him.
That's cool.
Is he good at solving them?
Yes, he is.
Does your book include examples of cases, or do you just know that?
No, we just said so in the beginning.
He's not alive anymore, is he?
No, I don't think he is.
I thought so.
So what are the stories that are included in that book? Can you tell us about one of the mysteries?
The stories are The Red-Headed League, The Copper Beaches, and The Speckled Band. What I really like is The Red-Headed League. So there's this man who brings over his case, and he says, so there was this advertisement for this Red-Headed League place where only fiery redheads could get it in. They had to copy from the dictionary from 10 to 2, and then they get £8 a week, but they're not allowed to step foot out of the office or else they'll get fired, which sounds suspicious to me, but I won't spoil the rest of it, because if I did, then that would be telling, and I would be in very big trouble by the reading police.
The ruthless reading police. They'll stop a spoiler in their tracks.
You know, I think that we have imposter in our hands on this meeting.
An imposter?
Hey, Kimmadich, an imposter? What are you talking about? There's no such thing as an imposter. Pasta is pasta, and that's the... that's...
No, that girl, right there.
They can't see.
Wait, I'm pointing to Emily on my screen.
I'm an imposter?
Yes.
You are. How am I an imposter?
You're the reading police.
Oh, I'm the reading police. I don't know that I'm the reading police.
I know, I was making a joke. You aren't. Yeah, you aren't the reading police.
But I do try to avoid a spoiler. Much as possible.
I want spoilers, and then I end up regretting asking for it.
I have a friend that used to get so stressed out about books and TV shows that for TV shows, she would read the synopsis for all the episodes to find out what happened so that she didn't have to worry about the characters. And then for books, she would read like the last chapter so that she could see if it had a happy ending.
I just
don't think I could live my life that way.
I like the suspense.
I like some good suspense too.
Too bad you're not reading it, and it would be better if you were reading it and not living it.
The suspense?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do like a good mystery. I haven't read one in a while. I should probably do that.
Look in your library. It's right out the door, after all.
I don't know if we have any mysteries here. I'm just kidding. We have a ton of mysteries.
I was like, wait, you have a library without a single mystery?
No, we have a lot of mysteries.
My favorite book is actually a mystery.
What's that? I forget.
Tangled Up in Luck.
There we go.
Okay. Can I share next?
I don't know. It's a mystery. Yes.
Okay. So I'm sharing this book that I've been wanting to read for a while. It's called Marshmallow and Jordan. It's the most thick graphic novel I've ever seen.
Oh, wow. It is thick.
It's the thickness of a novel. And it's actually only 364 pages. But that is a lot for a graphic novel. It is such a good book, though. It's about a girl who is in a wheelchair named Jordan, and she loved to play basketball, and she's the captain of her team, but she still can't play. And, well, she can't play in the competitions because they say no girls in wheelchairs allowed. And then she meets this, quote, she meets this white elephant named Marshmallow crying on the playground, and then Marshmallow ends up really liking her, and they become really close friends. And this book is by Alina Chow. So it's Marshmallow and Jordan by Alina Chow, and the description is, Jordan's days as the star player for her school's basketball team ended when an accident left her paralyzed from the waist down. Now she's still the team captain, but her competition days seem to be behind her, until an encounter with a mysterious elephant, who she names Marshmallow, helps Jordan discover a brand new sport. Will water polo be the way for Jordan to continue her athletic dreams, or will it just come between Jordan and her best friends on the basketball team? And with the big tournament right around the corner, what secret is Marshmallow hiding? And what makes this book so unique, in my opinion, is, well, there are a few things. One, where it's set in Indonesia, I believe. And two, the length. And three, I think that all the art was done in watercolor. I'm not positive, but really looks like that. I might be wrong, but...
That's very pretty, very colorful.
Yes, and the drawings are really beautiful and very realistic. well, not super realistic, but they're just such, they're so beautiful, and it's all in watercolor, so it's just so beautiful for the viewers. It's a really pleasant viewing experience. So I'd rate that a 10 out of 10. I'd say that's one place before El Defo. Probably actually tied with El Defo for favorite graphic novel.
Wow.
My favorite book is still Tangled Up in Luck.
That sounds really good. I've seen the cover before and wondered about it, but I haven't read it yet.
It's such a good book. You should really read it. Add it to that list.
I know, my list is so big. So I don't have a specific book that I've read to talk about today because I read a lot of books recently. In January, I read 100 books, but almost all of them were picture books. And then a handful were adult books. And then I think one of them was a middle grade novel that I've already talked about on the radio. So I'm not going to talk about it again.
Which one was it?
That was The Turtle of Oman. Naomi Shihab Nye, which I just learned there's a sequel coming out that is called The Turtle of Michigan, because The Turtle of Oman is about a kid from Oman who's moving to Michigan. And so the next book is going to be about his experience in Michigan.
By the way, I did read Mono.
Oh, you did? What'd you think?
In my opinion, others might argue otherwise, I'd probably rate it a 7 out of 10? 6? 7? Probably 6.5.
It was okay.
I mean, it is good. It is okay. It's not my favorite, but it is good. Did you read it?
I never finished it. I have to finish it. I have way too many books right now that I'm like partway through. But one book that's coming out this month that I'm not going to talk about because it's a sequel to a book, but the new Katie the Cat Sitter is coming out this month. So if you read the first one and loved it, you should get the second. And if you haven't read the first one, you should read the first one because it's awesome.
I put Katie the Cat Sitter on hold on Libby, and I have it on hold right now. It might actually be writing right now. I'll check after the show. I want to read it. I've heard so many raves about it from Miss Emily.
It's a really fun book if you like a little, like, got a little mystery and some action and lots of cats.
I love
with special skills. So.
I love
and it's
all
funny.
Those.
So
that sounds great.
Graphic it's a win-win-win-win-win.
Yeah, it's a graphic novel, right?
Mm-hmm. And I just found out there's another graphic novel coming out this month that I think Georgia has talked about the novels from the series before, but I might be confusing you with Jada. I can't remember which one of you told me about it. But Spy School, the graphic novel, is coming out this month, which is by Stuart Gibbs.
Awesome.
And it's illustrated by Anjan Sarkar.
I've only read the first Spy School, but I loved it so much. I can't wait to read the graphic novel. Yay!
Yeah, I'm pretty interested to read this. I can read the description. I'm curious how much it's similar to the first book in the series, so you'll have to tell me if it sounds similar once I'm done reading it. It says, Ben Ripley may only be in middle school, but he's already pegged his dream job, CIA or bust. Unfortunately for him, his personality doesn't exactly scream secret agent. In fact, Ben is so awkward he can barely get to school and back without a mishap. Because of his innate nerdiness, Ben is not surprised when he is recruited for a magnet school with a focus on science, but he's entirely shocked to discover that the school is actually a front for a junior CIA academy. Could the CIA really want him? Actually, no. There's been a case of mistaken identity. But that doesn't stop Ben from trying to morph into a super cool undercover agent, the kind that always gets the girl. And through a series of hilarious misadventures, Ben realizes he might actually be a halfway decent spy, if he can survive all the attempts being made on his life. With action-packed, eye-catching art, join Ben Ripley as he survives his first year at the Academy of Espionage.
Where is this Academy of Espionage? Maybe it'll work out better for me than middle school.
I bet you would be a good secret agent. Maybe you are a secret agent and we don't even know.
If I was, I would be a lot more secret about it.
So you wouldn't announce it on the radio?
Yeah. I'm a secret agent, not.
Just what a secret agent would say. So, did that sound like the first book? I'm curious if it's a direct
It sounded like
translation.
It to me, but I read it like 10 million, billion, billion years ago, so I'm not that sure.
Oh, I didn't realize you were that old.
Yes, I look quite young for my age.
It's true. The secret agent disguise. But yeah, so I've always been curious about Spy School, but not enough to actually read it. So I might try reading the graphic novel instead, see what I think, and then I can decide if I want to read more.
I just realized, didn't I join Bound by Books last February?
Let me
look.
So
I think I'm missing the 1 year anniversary.
I have to find my little cheat sheet.
What does your cheat sheet have on it?
Oh, we missed it. Your anniversary was January 15th. So you've officially been on Bound by Books for more than a year.
Yeah.
A year, almost a year and a month. And Jada's is right around the same time, but a year prior. Jada's first show was January 16th, 2020.
Ooh.
So
I remember when we went into the room, you know, we got the microphones. Did Georgia join when we used the microphones, or did Georgia join when we used the Zoom?
No, because you, Jada had only been on the show about just over a month before we had to move to Zoom because of the pandemic.
I remember in school, so I came in late one day and everyone was freaking out and the teachers were saying, don't freak out. I was really curious because I was late that day and they're like, it's not gonna come over to us, it's just in China. And I was like, huh, what are you talking about? And they're all like, COVID. And then this one dude was like, oh, everyone, if COVID gets here, no school. And then all the kids started cheering, COVID, COVID. And except for a bunch of kids. And then the teachers were like, everybody calm down. I thought it was just one weird day. Little did I know. I can't believe that those people chanted for COVID. They probably, it was their fault. I'm kidding. No, it's not their fault.
All that cheering.
Whoever did that, though. I am watching you. I remember who it was. I remember your faces and names, even though it was 2 years ago. So,
the show just took a dark turn. It went from like.
So I turn it up. Who wants to hear my Dobby impressions? D-O-B-B-Y, you know, the little elf of Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm. You have a good Dobby impersonation?
After Harry Potter is too kind to Dobby, sir. Hmm. And
take
also,
a Dobby.
And another one. Dobby is a free elf.
Thank goodness. The power of the sock. Well, does anyone have anything that they're excited to read next, or anything exciting coming up?
Well, all my books got unpacked a week ago. Well, actually, I feel like I'm still missing a bunch of books. I don't know if they got lost or gone forever because we unpackaged everything. So,
fingers crossed.
Yeah, I think that they're gone, but it's fine. I still have a lot of them, but I have a lot of books that I like. Half of them I haven't read. All of them that I haven't read are novels, so I'm really excited to crack into those. And I think that I'm gonna find a good one and start on that, so that I'll have a book to read. Because I haven't read an independent novel outside of school in a while, so I want to get back into that.
How about you, Jada?
There's a lot of books in the library that I want to read, but whenever I'm almost done with one, Mama comes in. We have to go now. Although we do have this cool history book. It's U.S. History for Dummies. And it's really good.
Yeah.
You know, I protested when I first saw it. I'm not a dummy.
You just have to cross it. Well, unless it's a library book, but if it's your book, you could cross out the word dummy and write something else, like for Jada. Or for Inquiring Minds. I have a zillion books at home that I'm excited to read. A huge stack and more coming all the time. But the one that I just started last night that I'm excited to keep reading is the new Shirley and Jamila book. which I loved the first one. It's another middle grade graphic novel series.
By the way, that sounds really good. And also, who removed Roller Girl from Libby?
Oh, no.
I loved that one.
Not there anymore?
No, I definitely removed it because is like a six. I remember I had it on an 18-week wait. Because everybody loved it so much that, wait, no, I think it was a 24-week wait. So it is a really, really, really long wait because everybody loved it so much. I read it, and then I wish that I kept it for longer because I like to reread them, but I turned it right in, and then I realized what I was done, and I was like, no! Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Well, I hope you can find a way to read it. Perhaps you can just read the book version, physical book version.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, that's about all the time we have for today. But we hope everyone out there listening has a great week with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading!
We're not enough.